that say no for me. I barely worry there. It's on Creole, Ule, Ile, Ole, E.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Revolutions for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution.
Son Palenque, afro-colombien, des métisseurs de musique, moderniseurs aussi. Nous avons commencé l'émission Funky Revolutions avec moi-même Khalid, avec Son Palenque et un album compilation rétrospective sorti en 2014, Afro-Colombian Sound Modernizers, chanson classique Cumbia Africana. L'ensemble a été formé à Cartagène, en Colombie, dans les années 80-90. Le nom réfère au son mais au village dans les montagnes, qui était un havre, un refuge pour les esclaves qui s'évadaient dans les montagnes au 19e siècle. Ça réfère également au style de musique associé à cet endroit qui métisse l'Afrique et les sons nés en Colombie. Ce style, palanquera, sera un des sons profonds de ce groupe qui, à travers ses percussions, l'ajout d'instrumentisation, mais aussi des sons provenant du Caraïbe, trouve une intersection musicale entre l'Afrique et la Colombie dans les années 80. Sur les ondes du Pop 90,3 MF à Montréal, restez bien des nôtres. On continue en Colombie avec un chanteur et accordéoniste prolifique, plus de 50 albums au nom de Lisandro Meza. Un chanteur colombien également, qui commença à jouer l'accordéon à l'âge de 20 ans, sera appelé le roi du cumbia, en outre, pour reconnaître son importante place dans la musique cumbia, mais aussi un répertoire très divers, allant de la musique zydeco au Tex-Mex. On continue avec La Miseria Humana, sur les ondes du Pub 90,3 MF, The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
La luna seguía brillando. sin miedo la iban tapando. Y en procesión pasando por la inmensidad secreta, iba la brisa inquieta y retozaba en el saúco que emperlaba con su luz Diana, la novia del poeta. La luna que Diana es en aquella hermosa noche se abrió como el oro broche, como una flor de esplendiez. Sentí temblaba mi pies en tan noble buen mansión, y como un revuelto océano temblaba mi corazón. Bajo de un ciprés sombrío y verte cual la esperanza, y con fúnebre sechanza estaba un cráneo vacío. Yo sentí pavor y frío al mirar la calavera, pareciendo que en su esfera como que se reía de mí, y yo de ella me reí. Dime, humana calavera, ¿qué se hizo la carne aquella que te halló hermosura bella, cual lirio de primavera? ¿Qué se hizo tu cabellera tan frágil y tan liviana, dorada cual la mañana de la aurora en nacimiento? ¿Qué se hizo tu pensamiento? Responde, mi ser humana. Calavera sin pasiones, di que se hicieron tus ojos, con que mataste de enojo a délicos corazones. Te amaron con soberana pasión que no era villana. En estas horas tranquilas, dije, hiciste tus pupilas, responde, mi ser humana. Y a besos en noche helada quiso comerse un amante. Yo soy el cráneo de aquella a quien le cantaste un día. Como la primera estrella del oriente, el tulipán, donde las auroras dan el rocío que se deslíe, aquel que de mí
an extended beat on the misery of humanity, La Miseria Humana, from the great Colombian singer and accordionist Lisandro Meza. We started the program with other Colombians, also quite famous, formed in Cartagena in the 80s and 90s. Their name came from a town, village, that had been a shelter for escaping slaves in the 19th century. We heard Son Palenque and the Afro-Colombian sound modernizers with Cumbia Africana. They modernized cumbia sounds, but also the traditional palanquera sounds, as well as champera, with driving percussions and influences throughout the Caribbean, always emphasizing the Afro element of their Colombian experiments. And then, of course, Lisandro Meza, 50 albums, over 50 albums for his very long career, born in 1939, and started putting out albums in the late 50s. We go to the other side of the world, a population and a culture much talked about but unknown. The Uyghur musicians from Xinjiang. This album came out in the year 2000, music from the oasis towns of Central Asia. And given that their misery and plight is so highly advertised and politicized in the news today, I thought it would be interesting to go back to their sound that's being oppressed and erased. This is Mudan Khan on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on Funky Revolutions.
Yeah.
music from Pakistan in this set, followed that the music of the Uyghur musicians from Xinjiang. We had Zhao Bi. In 2016, they released The Deconstructed Ego, and we heard Her Smile Made Me Smile. This Pakistani quartet, who refer to in their name, Zhao Bi, or the word roughly translating to whatever. And that kind of speaks to the experiments that they attempt to loosen up while at the same time respecting their traditions in Hindustani classical music. And it's these complex elements that have allowed them to kind of evolve the sound on this EP. They have it J Dilla tribute. Their newest album, Nafs at Peace, will be released at the end of May. And then Ashraf Sharif Khan and Victor Marek. Their album, the first after 10 years of collaborating, is called Sufi Dub Brothers. We had heard Drive Me on the Floor, album released last year. The Hamburg duo, as I said, working over a number of years, makes heavy dub electronica produced by Victor Marek with the classical sitar ragas of Ashraf Sharif Khan. He describes the music by using Sun Ra's term, outer national music. And it's this outer national music that brings us into the next series of features on the program today.
Le Festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If you were listening last week, we spent quite a while with the album Scriptures and Pictures, released in November 2020 by Damu the Fudge Monk and Raw Poetics. I had said at the time that it was one of three albums that they had put out in 2020 that really attracted my attention. And it's now the second album released last year by Damu the Fudge Monk and Raw Poetic, but collaborating with the great 60s, 70s jazz, experimental jazz musician Archie Shepp, Ocean Bridges, that will briefly draw our attention. It's the first full-length kind of hip-hop collaboration for Archie Shepp, the great sax player, hooking up with Damu the Fudge Monk, who not only is a DJ and producer, as we heard last week, but also a multi-instrumentalist who stretches out on the drums on this album. They came together through Raw Poetic, who is a nephew of Archie Shepp, and through their discussions would eventually find themselves in studio last year with a number of other musicians to improvise a collaborative work. It's also an album that features just as much the improvised conversations of these young musicians learning music with Archie Shepp coming to the close of a long and distinguished career. I thought it'd be interesting to hear all three elements from the album, from, well, the spoken word to the hip-hop to some of the jazz that's featured on the album. And so we go with three tracks in this feature. Valuable Lesson, Learning About Space and Music, from Damu the Fudge Monk. All three musicians, plus a number of others on bass and guitar, as well as piano. A jazz track called Learning to Breathe, and then a few words from Professor Shep's Agenda. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, my name is Khalid, and this is Funky Revolutions. Thank you.
It's funny with a lot of rappers, that when you first start rapping, you just want to keep going and rap all over the beat. You know, I remember one time I was playing, this is back when I was like 21, 22, and we had this keyboardist named Duran, and we were just working on something, and he turns to me, he said, "Man, do you ever just shut up?" I said, "What?" And he was like, "I don't mean no offense, but just like, just shut up and listen, and then go." And I was like, "Oh." I didn't get offended. I just was like, okay, let me shut up for a second. And it kind of taught me something. I was like, oh, you got a space for every part of the music. You know?
In my bed, black hole the world got to dig. Welcome inside how we live. Black power place all my niggas. While out the kids fuck the crib. Learn how to breathe on my own. Your Roger that get me stoned. I rap and sing me your poem. Put legacy in my tone. Plug in the banjo my bones. My voice the new saxophone. This Philly shit can't be cloned. Now watch the past take the form. Grand DC love is the norm. And North VA world is bomb. Fuck y'all, shout out to my moms. Taught me the what was beyond. Go.
Educational system has failed us. Schools are in a terrible stigma right now, especially in the ghettos where black children are raised. And in fact, there's a kind of anti-academic feeling among black kids that you sound like you're white, or education has become a bad word, unfortunately. And I think in the coming election for the president in 2020, education will be an item that should be put on the table. Education should be available to everyone, and people shouldn't have to pay to be educated any more than we pay for air or water. That is a thing that should come evolve out of any intelligent society to educate its people.
Selections from Ocean Bridges, released mid-2020. Collaboration between Archie Shepp, his nephew Raw Poetic, and partner Damu the Fudge Monk. Well, really, I found the album quite interesting, but it's also an excuse to eventually, later in the program, get to Archie Shepp's newest album with Jason Moran, Lyrical Feast, sweet, sweet album from a giant of the avant jazz scene, active since the 60s. Intellectually, politically engaged as well. We'll come to that in a moment. Thought we'd pause, though, with the 2017 project inspired by a documentary then called America Divided. J Period caroused a bunch and corralled a bunch of hip-hoppers, singers, and musicians to talk about rising up. This is the title track to the album, J Period with Rise Up, featuring Black Thought, Pos Dunus, Pharoah Monk, and Joss Stone.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
Multiplied by my demon, the pain's so egregious, but strategic I came to rise up out of the flame like a phoenix. My words will reach a million or more when I tweet it. That's as many people as MLK and Jesus. And half the time, people rhymes of a genius who refuses to align with the elite. Seems Dr. King's dreams were not for the squeamish. Children of a lesser God, oppression just repeated unless we slide up out of the chains and delete it. America's like black and white dice tumbling. Any day you can bite the dust, another one. So while our culture is crumbling, I will enunciate every line clearly so you can hear what the f*** I'm saying, no mumbling it. Rise.
Claiming to be the United States, yet never in a state of unification. Egos and ignorance creates incision. Comfort in one's belief feeds division. We rap the rhythm with a bit of skepticism, leaving us jaded and traded in compassion for compression. Ready to squeeze the life out of anyone who stepped to us with aggression. The media runs with it, calling us aggressive, when it's just reaction to a system that's oppressive. Raised fists to claim offensive, but when both arms and open palms are up, police issue bullets rain extensively. See? Invincible is the mood, and the outcome of this election is stewed in a melting pot cracked and no longer good for blending. And yet it's never too late for the cleansing. If we want to rise up, then put the lies up. Know the truth, man, show you need to size up yourself before you judge. In order to unify, someone's got to budge. And to the choir, don't preach and discard the peace. So instead, those trapped in ignorance can be reached. The outcome from this is a high consciousness instead of a fist pushed to the sky.
Far from grace, the often cases are heads in the clouds, or we're lost in space. Citizens of the divided states identify with hatred. For our demise, they watch and wait. Look at the downward spiral, it's going viral. Nobody's ever accountable. Who's held liable? If anyone could correspond, if they so inclined to, it's sad. They want a borderline redefine you. As a people, we can rise like the tides due to tower over evil as a nation under God. Indivisible is visible, the way we're on the odds, but together we'll survive. Just never sever ties, we can rise to a brilliance, rise to a balance, rise to a way to coexist in non-violence, rise to a volume that's impossible to silence. In the morning when I rise to the challenge.
In the history of this nation, have so many people been for the cause of freedom and human dignity. Now let me say this, keep this movement going, keep this movement rolling, long as we like we are moving, the power structure will have to give in. In spite of the difficulties, and we're going to have a few more difficulties, keep climbing. Keep moving. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Stumble into November knowing goddamn well I can't make nothing close to this tender. Can't fade, can't accelerate, so pitch me into that blender. Regardless where the sun is, I'm my own personal winter. I'm cold, I think I'm cold, I'm just trying to remember. Just trying to remember. It's October and I'm tired. We thought we were so clever. Just put me on that TV screen, cause pop culture's forever. We did it, we do it, and everybody's assuming. I did too, cause I'm human. We heard we wasn't performing. We heard it wasn't resuming. And it ended. Just fucking ended, just like that. It's October and I'm tired. We try starting a movement, we try starting a record label. Our friendships have been ruined. Good brothers in arguments about money, data, and music. We created illusions, then the fighting went public and frightened all the consumers, and it ended. Just fell the fuck apart. It's October and I'm tired. We tried doing forever, we tried doing what they tried to do, but we tried doing it better. We tried alone and together, tried until we got tired of losing, tired of pulling on levers, tired of trying to balance them ledges. When there's one rock and one feather, we end it.
Everything Ends Last Year. Pretty appropriate track from the album Anime, Trauma, and Divorce, which gives you a sense of the tensions and dramas in Open Mike Eagle's latest album from 2020. Started recording in 2007, committed community activist living now in LA, hooked up with Project Blows and would release his first album with As Thirsty Fish, and has been recording, releasing albums every couple of years since 2007. And then before that, J Period, the Rise Up album, the title track with Black Thought and Pharaoh Monk, among others. Thought we'd play that in response to Professor Sepp's concerns about the role of intellectualism in Black communities. But all of that to get us to what a wonderful album released in February of 2021 this year. A duet, Archie Shepp, saxophone player, and pianist Jason Moran. Let My People Go. Listened to this album a number of times since its release. Archie Shepp is one of the, well, probably has the most records in my collection among sax players, other than, let's say, Dexter Gordon or John Coltrane. A gentleman whose political engagement has never wavered. His educational dedication has been accrued in the 60 years of his career. Playing since the 1950s, a serious proponent of the avant jazz scene with John Coltrane. The album, in fact, starts with a quote from Coltrane in 1964. Words, sounds, speech, men, memory, thoughts, fears, and emotions, time, all related, all made from one, all made in one. And it's that oneness in the syncopated duets recorded over a two-year period in 2017 and 2018 when they performed in Europe at various festivals that we're going to hear two selections. What I really like about this album is the theme, Let My People Go, something covered by Archie Shepp in the 60s, as well as by his contemporaries and collaborators like Max Roach at the time, but also an album that gives nothing up in exposing his experience, his age. It's the mature voice on one song and playing on the saxophone throughout the album that really features the wisdom and wiseness of this player and this encounter. In fact, one of the tracks is called Wise and harkens to that. And you find in this album all of the kind of roots of Archie Shepp, from gospel and blues that informs his work and the matrices upon which he and others like John Coltrane improvised and extrapolated. You hear also in their collaboration two gentlemen from the south of the United States who moved north early in their careers to pursue studies at various colleges. Shepp had pursued a degree in drama in Vermont at Goddard College. And years later, Moran went to the Manhattan School of Music to study classical and jazz piano. But they both have very real appreciation for the margins of music and various styles, whether it be hip-hop or free jazz. And this album really brings us back to the African-American traditions in which their music was born. On CKUT 90.3 FM, a pleasure to feature Let My People Go. This is one of the two versions of the song that they perform on the album, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. This is the instrumental. On CKUT 90.3 FM, Funky Revolutions.
You know, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel
La Fondation Fabienne Cola et la Banque Télé vous invitent au 16e Festival Haïti en Folie du 25 au 31 juillet. Au programme Bingo Night avec Kako, gastronomie, artisanat, littérature, spectacle gratuit de Corneille, Bello, Paul Beaubrun, Will Butler d'Arcade Fire, Wesley, Rebecca Jean, Kelly Crow, Yama Laurent, Raccoon, Défilé Rara et plus de 150 artistes. Aïe aïe aïe! Haïti en Folie, c'est Haïti comme vous ne l'avez encore jamais vu du 25 au 31 juillet au Quartier des spectacles, Parc La Fontaine et Cabaret La Tulipe. Info, haitienfolie.com.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Let My People Go. What a wonderful album, and I really just wanted an excuse to play a second track for you. Archie Shepp and pianist Jason Moran. We just heard Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Strongly encourage you to go and investigate this album that's made quite a bit of noise since its release in February. I selected another track. This is Isfahan, Archie Shepp and Jason Moran on Funky Revolutions.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.